Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us for another segment of Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. I'm your host, Maria Wall, and I want to welcome you all to our show, which is a continuation from last week's show. Our topic was, when is it okay to put your hands on another woman? Hold on a moment. We're bringing on our other host.
Hey, Maria.
Hey, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Good. I was just bringing our listeners up to speed about our show from last week. We had touched on a subject of when it's okay to, I guess, put your hands on another individual, whether it be male or female. Actually, even our emphasis was on females. Tonight, we're going to sort of pick that up again, but let's go back to the beginning. I'm your host, Maria Wall, and I'm here with my co-host, Rebecca East. And we'd like to welcome you to our show this evening. A few quick announcements. If you'd like to call in tonight, because we're going to add a different spin to our show tonight, since last week's show was filled with so much hurt and pain, we're going to pick up with that, but we're also going to talk about our ugly. And it's actually U, period, G, period, L, period, Y, period, which stands for, it's an acronym for, you gotta love yourself. So tonight, in between us talking about our hurt, we're going to talk about some of the healing process that we go through to help us get past that hurt. A few quick announcements. If you'd like to call in tonight, our number is 646-478-4726. And a few updates about upcoming shows, actually. Next week, on April the 10th, we'll have Miss Allie B. here. She's a 25-year-old single mom, and she's going to be our special guest to talk to us about her quest to find her biological father and the changes that took her through. So Allie B. will be on next week. On 417, we'll have Susan Guerin. She's a publicist and a child advocate. She's also the publicist for the guest that will be on the following week on the 24th, Susanna Barlow. But Susan's story, she has a story within herself. She became a child advocate because she discovered that she did not have her own personal voice to fight for herself. So she decided to fight for other people. And that in itself let me think for a minute. And I said, you know, I think I do a lot of things because maybe I'm here to help other people and my concerns. I think I've put my own hurt on the back burner. So I'm looking forward to speaking with Susan in 2 weeks. And last but of course not least, Susanna Barlow. She's the author of the book, What Peace There May Be. She is the 23rd of 46 children from a religious sect in Utah. And if you've ever had any doubts about what these people go through and how they live their life when they were born into it, Susanna will be here to shed some light on it from someone who's been through it. Many people joke about it, but For her, she lived it, and she left that life. So I'm looking forward also to hearing from her. So that's it. One more quick announcement. Of course, we have to do our disclaimers. The views, statements, and comments of show guests, callers, or hosts do not necessarily reflect the views or beliefs of the Wall Foundation, Inc., or Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. These comments are those of our guests, callers, and hosts alone. Therefore, the Wall Foundation, Inc. and or Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio is not party to nor liable for resolution of issues between show guests, callers, hosts, and or listeners. Okay. So much for that. Becca.
Hey.
Hey. How's your day?
You know, my day is very, very well. I have my sister with me right now. She's watching Nutty Professor, getting a good giggle. Yeah.
And you know, we're going to just jump right in again, callers. If you'd like to give us a call, 646-478-4726. And as many of you know, I believe is back on Healing Through Hurt 4 that I had introduced you into my world. And we know a lot of times on this show, some people have talked about what they have gone through. And many of you know that I'm going through my hurt right now on many different levels, specifically my divorce. And so today I had spoken to one of our guest panelists, Tara, who tends to call in every week, and I had told her that today I decided to go and get my husband's 11-year-old daughter, my stepdaughter, because I wanted us to have our closure before the divorce was finalized. And, you know, for some reason, whenever she's around, my husband tends to attempt to go into a belittling phase where he tries to make me look bad in her sight. She's a very smart young lady, very tenacious, and you know, he was saying some hurtful, well, things that he meant to be hurtful, that you know, I'm nobody and I'm not important and things like that. But she, in turn, told him that I will always be her Mama Marie. So it shut him up for a while. But, you know, it's just one of these days when I'm really ready for my attorney to step up to the plate and get this done so that I can start to heal from this hurtful process of divorce. You know, so today it's a kind of somber day for me. You know, I've always been there for everyone else, and it's kind of hard when you don't have people readily in your corner. Not saying that I don't. I do have people that I do, you know, can talk to. Tara's one of them. I thank her for being there, to be my listening ear. And there are callers who have developed personal relationships with some of our other hosts. And I thank my co-host for doing that. But this is more like a big family affair here, and we tend to help one another. So I want to thank everyone who has been sending me the words of encouragement. But today is just one of those really rough days for me. And I just want to thank everyone for being there for me. So, Becca, we're just going to jump right into the show today. I said that I was going to add a different twist to the show. Since we had spoken about so much hurt last week, I said, let's add a little spice to it this week. So I said, callers, you can call and tell us about how you handle your ugly, or it's an acronym, which is U period, G period, L period, Y period, which stands for you gotta love yourself. So this week, when you call in and tell us about your ugly, you're really telling us about something that's really positive and beautiful. And if it works for you, one of you know, there may be a listener out there who can get something from your secret to success to heal through your hurt. So what's going on, Becca? How are things over there in your neck of the woods?
Well, you know, thinking about this topic, and you got to love yourself first, and, you know, that being acronym, or the calling out the acronym UGLY, makes me think of the hurt that I'm dealing with right now. And as I've mentioned before, I left a gentleman last June, so it's almost been a year. I have found... Maria, are you getting feedback?
Maria, I'm hearing it.
Are you getting feedback?
Yeah, I'm hearing some feedback.
Okay, let me... Technical difficulty. How are we doing now?
The infamous technical difficulty.
You know, give me just 5 seconds, Maria.
Uh-huh. While we're waiting for Rebecca to chime back in again, if you're a caller and you want to talk about a specific hurt that you're going through right now or how you found your ugly to deal with that hurt, then give us a call, 646-478-4726. And Rebecca is back.
Yay.
Oh,
all
yeah,
right.
Much better.
Touching on ugly, like I was saying, I left a relationship almost a year ago, and I was forced to face myself for the first time in my life and realize that you got to love yourself has never really happened. I've always put my eggs in somebody else's basket. So I think when the biggest key to loving yourself, I think really, honestly, a lot of people don't have the opportunity nor realize what it is to look in the mirror vulnerable and naked at yourself. Would you stand behind that person, yourself? Would you trust yourself? Are you honoring yourself? Are you doing everything there is to maintain a wonderful, happy life? You know, granted, we always have outside factors facing us with different challenges, but really, how are you handling your life and being sure that you love yourself through all the things we have to deal with? So, you know, what do I do? What is the potion to my ugly that makes me cleanse myself of the ugly, and I gotta love myself? I am always loving myself when I connect myself with the nature, with taking walks and standing in trees. There's just a lot of things I think that people miss in a day. And when you can stop your day, a lot of us live in big cities. A lot of us, you know, probably everybody owns a car. But when is it that you let your feet hit the ground and you get to explore the nature around you? I'm lucky enough to be in Portland, Oregon, where there's a bunch of trails, and it's beautiful and green out here. So I can look out my window and see beautiful trees. But, you know, bubble baths are nice. You know?
Yeah.
What do you think, Maria? What do you like to do for yourself?
Wow. Where do I begin? I'm a big fan of New Age music. I had actually done a book about a year and a half or so ago. It's titled Silent Beauty, Colors of Nature. It's odd that you brought up, you know, the nature trail and the walking and things like that, because by me having a background in media, my first love has always been actually radio. Imagine that. And secondly, it was photography. Growing up, not thinking that I was cute, pretty, mediocre, or the like, I learned at some point how to find beauty in the simplest of things. So when I did this book of my photography, I had it out the other day when I was really feeling blue. And I looked at the pictures and the simple things in the book of how I zoomed in on a flower to see all the little specks in a flower that people don't even take notice to. And I did, you know, the backyard beauties, which is actually just simple things right in my own backyard or my neighbor's backyard or sometimes their front yards where they put beautiful floral gardens and things like that. And I have a lot of pictures of butterflies and little bugs and things that people don't normally, you know, take notice to because people are so busy nowadays living for themselves. They don't take time to notice the small things in nature or around them, period. And when I say small things, I could say, you know, for instance, people who are working 2 and 3 jobs and not even noticing their own children. I love, as you said, the candles and the bubble baths. And sometimes I had done a poem once, and it was called There's silence, there's power in the silence. And when people open up the next page to see, you know, what the poem was about, the page is blank. Because some people get it and some don't. But I said, you know, there's power in the silence. So sometimes I just like to sit. And if you really sit and be still, sometimes you can notice just how loud silence really is. And if people can understand what I'm saying, so therefore you get to hear things more clearly. You get that clarity that when you're involved in the hustle and bustle, whether it be your own or someone else's, you just don't have that quiet and that clarity. So sometimes I just sit and listen to absolutely nothing. And it still amazes me what I tend to hear when I'm sitting among nothing, you know, but total silence. I find that quite relaxing and refreshing, to be honest. You know, nature is always a thing for me. For me personally, I would prefer to be around animals and babies, you know, and little people, little children, as I call them, no disrespect to anyone else. But I've always called children little people because they need to understand that they're precious humans. They're not just items and objects. They're actually important beings on the face of the planet. So I like for them to know that they are just equally as important as I am. So that's the difference there. And, you know, it's just a lot of simple things. And I cannot go without saying, of course, my spirituality and my faith and a lot of prayer. I try to keep prayer a constant in my life, not just when things are not going my way, but even when they are. And I actually pray more so when they are, because I tend to really say, well, you know, sometimes I'll just get on my knees and say, you know what, Lord, I'm just talking to you just to be talking. I'm not asking you for anything today. I thank you for everything you've done for me, but I know you've got a whole world to take care of. So today I'm just going to say this is your day, and I'm not asking anything of you today. You know, some people may be thinking, wow, that's really strange, but it works for me. And today we're talking about our ugly. So this is my ugly, and bubble baths, candle lights, meditation, prayer, nature, soothing music. It all works for me. And if there are any gentlemen listening, of course, give us a call, 646-478-4726. We would love to hear how you deal with your ugly. Again, you're ugly. For those of you that are just joining us, ugly is an acronym. It actually stands for you got to love yourself. After last week's show, we had spoken about a lot of hurt and abuse. And right at the tail end of the show, we had started talking about things that we do to make ourselves feel better. So this week, in between us, our conversation about hurt, we're going to plug in how we tend to love ourselves and pick ourselves up and brush ourselves off from the hurt. So, you know, it's a pretty quiet night tonight. I think that a lot of people have gone out tonight, Rebecca, because it's a beautiful night outside, and probably after the show is over, I'm going to go and sit out back and just look up at the stars and just take it all in for a moment and leave all of my current problems and my current hurt, you know, inside or somewhere far, far away from where my spirit is going to take me tonight. And, you know,
when you're outside staring up at the stars and the night is beautiful and you look up and you see all those stars. And did you ever think that when you're doing that, you can see all those stars because there's nothing between the two of you?
Yeah. I've always been a, inquisitive thinker type individual. I'm the person that will ask the questions that some people think are taboo to ask or to speak of. I think about that, you know, how they twinkle, and you know, science says that it's the sunlight or something bouncing off of that star. And, you know, I'm like, okay, if that's what science says. But to me, they're like little twinkling diamonds all over the place. And you know, when I was younger, I had gone to my mom once when I was in my real philosophical mode, so to speak. And I said, you know, you look up in the sky and they say that all these so-called stars are planets or planets in the making or something. And then I think, wow, if there's all these planets out there, how lonely the Earth must be, even with all of these people on this planet, how lonely we are to be among all of these constellations and planets and stars and galaxies, and allegedly we have not found life anywhere but here. And we as a people, you know, many of us don't realize that right now, as a whole, we're all that we have. And still people choose to hurt opposed to working together to love one another. And it's really disheartening sometimes. You know, it was so strange that my husband has been very, we've been very cordial to one another for the last few weeks. And the minute that I decide to get his 11-year-old daughter, he wants to start to belittle and try to act like, you know, it's all me. And she was very hurt and upset when she found out who the woman was that he had an affair with. And even then, the story that she told me, because for some reason he will talk to his ex-wife about our divorce, but he won't discuss it with me. And, you know, of course he put it on the other woman, but my attorneys and I know that his story is very much to the contrary, so we're going to leave it at that. But, you know, of course, the act itself was 50-50, but he's someone that doesn't take responsibility for anything. Going in a little deeper, you know, he's that type of person that he said something the other day when I said, you know, the other woman who I call B, because it's not only the first letter of her name, of her first name, but I can think of another a few descriptive words I can also use for her myself. But you know, I said, you know, B loves you, and she's made it perfectly clear that she loves you. And his thing was that B can get hit by a truck and die tomorrow. I wouldn't care, and blah, blah, blah. I said, you know, I find it quite amazing that you're speaking so ill of this woman when you were just telling her how much you loved her just a week before you were caught. So, you know, it's been an interesting couple of days, but today I think put the icing on the cake, and I find my ugly in dealing with that, because I know that this is all coming to an end, and eventually he'll be out of my life and I'll be out of his life, and I'll be ready to move on. So that's my my ugly for today, on both ends, the negative ugly and the positive ugly. You know, if he attempted to bait me into a confrontation in front of his daughter, nope, didn't happen. It was too beautiful a day to allow someone who is a broken person, who obviously has some issues of his own, to make me come down to his level. So that didn't happen. So that was part of my good ugly. So, you know, Rebecca, it's just been a rough road. And for anyone going through divorce, ladies, because I'm a female, I'm going to tell you, you don't have to allow yourself to be baited into a confrontation. You need to know when to let go. Does it hurt? Of course it does. Would I love to find the man who I married, who I discovered later on did not exist? Sure I would. But the realization is that the shell that I'm married to is not the man who I fell in love with. So the person who I fell in love with doesn't really exist. So therefore, I have nothing to do now but to relieve myself of the shell that housed who I thought was the man that I would grow old with. There's no need to be nasty. There's no need to call the man out of his name. Not one show have you all ever heard me really call him out of his name or threaten to hurt him. And I'm not saying that in the back of my mind. If I knew that I could get away with it, I'd probably knock both of their heads off. But I'm a much better person than that. And each day makes me stronger. So ladies, if you're listening and you'd like to call in and share your story, and gentlemen as well, our number is 646-478-4726. It's a rough road, and I do this show, and I'm sure that Rebecca will agree that we do this show because not only are we helping those that listen or who contact us, but we're helping ourselves heal on a daily basis. And the good part is that we are real people with real issues, and we do care about you, and we want to hear your stories. And we're not sitting up here, you know, saying that we're any type of professionals where we have all the answers, because we don't. But by you calling in, telling us your story, or you listening to our story, this may help someone else who has not found their voice be able to have the encouragement to move forward and put that one foot in front of the other. Rebecca, would you agree with me on that respect? Because again, ladies and gentlemen, the premise for this show is that we had we have people between our guest panel and our co-host. We represent pretty much different decades. We're about 10 years apart in age for the most part. I'm almost, Rebecca is, what, you're 27? 27 now? 28. Mm-hmm. And I'm 46. Yeah, 46, let me count. 46, 47. Yeah, I'm 46. So I've got a little bit of a jump on you, 20 some odd years. And close to 20 years. 18 years. Yeah. 18 years difference. So a lot can happen in that 18 years. So this show brings you points of views from people from different eras in time. So the way that I see things could be totally different from the way that Rebecca sees things. And, of course, vice versa. But we're here to talk through this. And when I was working on this project, I knew that there was a lot of hurt in the world. But I had no idea the impact that we would have on so many people. And I'm looking forward to us to continue to grow. And as the shows go on, you'll hear more about the nonprofit that we fall under and more about myself and Rebecca and the rest of the co-host and the guest panel. But we are bringing on so many good guest speakers in the next few weeks. Just to recap for those of you that are just coming on, next week we'll have Allie B. She's a 25-year-old single mom, college graduate. And she's going to be speaking with us about her quest to find her biological father and the truth of pretty much how she came to be. The following week, 4/17, we'll have publicist Susan Guerin on. And Susan, her appearance is twofold, actually. She is a child advocate. And during our talk, one of the things that Susan had told me was that she discovered that she did not have the voice to fight for herself. Therefore, she decided to fight for the young people who cannot fight for themselves. It's a very interesting story coming there. And it leads us into the following week for 4/24. Susan is the publicist for Susanna Barlow. She's the author of the book, What Peace There May Be. Now, Susanna is the 23rd of 46 children from a religious sect in Utah, and she'll be coming on to shed light on this particular belief and how these people live and how, you know, she'll be giving us insights from the inside, from someone who was born into this world and how she got out of that world. So many people might make jokes and look ill of it, but we're still on the outside of those walls looking in. And we only know what either we hear from the media, what we assume to be true. So Susanna will be on 4/24 to give us firsthand information on this particular lifestyle and religion and these people. So I encourage everyone to join us then and every week, because we do have more guests that we will be adding, and each week I'll give you an update on that. Again, if you'd like to give us a call, our number is 646-478-4726. Rebecca, I'd like for you, you said that one thing that you had said was when you had broken up and you found yourself, I guess, being single again, that, you know, you took that infamous look in the mirror. And I'm assuming that what you were saying was that you didn't like the person that you saw looking back at you.
No. It goes deeper than that. Mm-hmm. When I looked back at myself, I saw a person who didn't really understand the magnitude of who I was. I saw somebody who didn't believe so much in herself that I was willing to give myself to somebody else and trust them to be my captain and, let the relationship go on and go however it was, and I became his servant. So, just so many parts of myself that I had lost. And, I'm 28 and I've spent thousands and thousands of dollars on college, and I never came to a place in my life where I said, I really want to do this. So, for the last 10 years, I haven't really been able to make any really solid decisions for me. Sure, I've grown a lot, and I've experienced a lot of different things, and, with age comes wisdom, of course. So here I am, no degree, many dollars in debt. I've had many, many, many different ideas. I wish that I were a little less intelligent. It'd probably be easier for me to make a decision. But I decided that I am going to go back to school, and I am going to make the choice of being a hairstylist. And, I think that'll be good for me because I really like to help people. I like people to... I like people feeling good about themselves, and I think that will be a nice opportunity for me to help the world, but in a lighter sense. And that also brings me back to looking in the mirror, what do I see? I saw a young woman who really hasn't had the same pride that I used to have, which is another reason why I want to do hair. I think that's really important to have a nice head of hair, looking good, nice color, nice cut. And I realized that because I was too busy, wanting to save money for the cause, the relationship and putting everything aside and not feeling worthy anymore, I saw a woman that used to do that. So this upcoming week I'm going to go shopping and buy myself a few nice things and, realize that you deserve things. Like, women should feel good, and the clothes that they put on should make them look good and feel good. So those are the things. I'm taking small steps to get the old Rebecca back and, have that new wisdom and new information and, honestly, a new drive to really just fulfill my purpose. What is Rebecca's purpose? So that's what I look forward to. And I think
I'm sorry to interrupt. I was going to say that you touched on something really important when you said shopping for something nice. This is for, of course, gentlemen. You can, I'm sure that that whatever it is that you guys like to do, you can save up for it or go out and buy yourself something nice, whether it be a new bottle of cologne or something that's uniquely yours. But ladies, for me, one of the main things that I had done was a few years ago, I did start my nonprofit. And one of the programs that I had started was jewelry making class. When we start our fundraisers for the nonprofit for this spring, I'll be auctioning off a lot of my personal handmade pieces, and some of them are they're all very unique, one-of-a-kind pieces and very nice. You can take a little bit of money, buy a lot of beads and things, and make yourself something pretty that's uniquely yours and wear it proudly because you know that, hey, it was made just for you, by you. Or you can take certain classes for arts and crafts, and you'd be surprised. The same things that you can walk in the store, because I will walk through a store, and I will look at something and say, oh, that's nice. And then I'll immediately look at the price tag and say, whoa, $45 for this piece of jewelry. oh, no, that's not acceptable. So I'll look at it, see if I can get beads or whatever close, and I'll make it myself. And trust me, it's a lot less than $45. And then I can probably make myself a matching pair of earrings, too, along with that necklace or bracelet. So there's many ways that you don't have to spend an arm and a leg, and especially in this economy, to make yourself something nice. And, of course, it could be something as simple as going out and to your favorite home fragrance store or the stores to sell all of the bath products and things, and finding yourself that special fragrance that takes you either back to a better place and time, or it makes you feel fresh and exuberated. It doesn't take a lot. And, of course, learn how to clip coupons and look for sales. I will wait for that $100 bottle of perfume to go on a 25 or 50% off sale or something like that. And I'm, as I said, I'm very inquisitive and I'm a doer. You know, if my mother ever calls in because she says she hates the technological age, so she'll tell me what she wants me to speak about on the show, but she won't call in herself. But she knows that I've done many things. I've been a television producer. I've hosted a television show. I'm here now hosting a radio show with plans on taking it to a whole new level. And I'd like to say to Rebecca that, you know, I realize that right now, you know, your computer is down and things like that, but just you being there to give me that encouragement means so much to me. And we're going to take this show places, and we're going to make great things happen across the U.S. and beyond. Make no mistake, healing through hurt is not going anywhere, but we're coming to a city or state near you really soon. We're planning on starting social groups throughout the United States. So if you're, even if you're interested in starting up or becoming one of the coordinators for our multi-state programs, give us a call, 646-478-4726. We'd love to speak with you about that. I'll be giving you information on the Maryland meet and greet, because I'm here in Maryland. Rebecca is out in Portland. So right now, also, we may or may not have Georgia coming on. We have Virginia as a chapter as well. So we're moving along. Nothing starts being great and mighty. It all develops or evolves. And right now we're doing our baby steps, and we're just getting out there, and we're reaching out to as many people as we can. But Rebecca and I have been speaking, and we're getting together some really, really great activities and programs for you all, so that we can learn how to talk about our hurt and heal from it. But we're not going to do it as individuals. We're going to do it as a multi-state family, so to speak. So, you know, when this project started, we said, you know, either we're in it for the long haul or we're not. And just from doing this show, I'm healing in my own way. I have a long way to go. Many people say, you seem like you're so strong and you're this. And I said, you know, maybe it is still a facade or a mask that I wear when I'm doing the show, but make no mistake, I'm human and I have a lot of hurt. And when I listen to other people, I try to convince myself that my hurt is possibly less. So that's a show for another day, but I have my own demons to deal with. So don't by any means think that I'm some type of a superwoman. I mean, I'm a strong person, and I'm getting stronger every day, but it's a struggle for me not to say, look in my husband's eyes and say, you know what, maybe if I stick it out, I'll find the one that I fell in love with. You know, maybe tomorrow, and then tomorrow will turn into next week, and then I'll turn into next month and next year and so on. So for me, I had to pray about it and make that decision to know that this is my time to let it go. And to know that there's no going back or looking back. And some people may think, oh, no, I wouldn't do that. Because I had a coworker who I showed our wedding album the other day, and she thought he was fine and he's good looking. And why don't I want to stick it out because he's a good looking brother? And I said, everything that's wrapped in a pretty wrapper isn't good for you. And I told her if she thought that he was so fine and that's all that it took for her to, you know, allow herself to be a rug to be walked over, then she could have him. I said, you know, no hard feelings. If you want him, you can take him. Because if that's all it takes is for him to have, you know, to be fine in your opinion, then this is why so many women are in bad relationships now, because as I believe you said, Rebecca, you had put all your eggs in one basket, so to speak, and you were allowing someone else to enable you. And so many times, for whatever reason, whether it be he's fine or you know, I'm living in his house or I'm driving his car, you know, women, we allow ourselves to stay in really bad situations. So, again, we're going back to the negative ugly. But for me, I had to know. I had to learn how to let it go and prepare myself to be, you know, 46 and single again. And you know, not that that's a problem for me, because the hounds were at the door when they knew that there was trouble in paradise. And, you know, they I'm not the type of person who's a desperado, as I like to call some folks. I'm not going to accept the cream of the crap when I know that I'm the cream of the crop and I expect nothing less than what I know or who I know God intends for me to be with. And if people ask, well, what do you think God had anything to do with that? I think that our marriage and our wedding served its purpose. It brought together family members. My mother and I had been estranged for years. The wedding brought us back together. My father, who had never shown up for anything for me in my entire life, he came to my wedding, and he stayed all day with me. And that was priceless for me. And we've been in constant contact ever since. So in that respect, yes, the wedding and our marriage served its purpose. We brought together, it was just a big family reunion. So it served its purpose. Unfortunately, my husband and a neighbor chose to go down an inappropriate road, and that's a road that I cannot or will not accept or forgive. And there's more to the story, of course, so it's not just any one particular incident, but I think that we all know when it's our time to move on. And in some cases, we choose to ignore that, the signs, but I choose to listen to what I'm feeling inside. And I know, and I'll say again, does it hurt? Sure it does. Because when I take my marriage vows, I take them serious, but it wasn't meant to be till death do us part. It was meant to be until adultery do us part. So adultery came before death. So it's our time to part ways. And like I said, I have his 11-year-old daughter here today who calls me her Mama Marie. And it was to help her have closure with the situation, because he wouldn't, you know, he's still not forthcoming and very honest about everything. So I had to make sure that she would be okay when that time comes and we sign the papers and it's all said and done. So that's my good ugly, is the fact that I'm strong enough to move on. I'm, again, if you want to call us, 646-478-4726. As I stated, it's been a pretty taxing week for me. Very rough. And, every now and then when the person who you once loved reverts back to that old nasty self, it becomes disheartening. And it's just one of those disheartening days. And I had a friend, a male friend, who said, are you sure you're not, you're over him and you're not hurting? And the answer is, I think I told him something to the effect, and when I say I think, it's because I'm trying to say the exact wording was, does it hurt? Sure it did. Does it have to happen this way? Yes, it does. It is what it is, and it happened. I can't change it. The only thing that I can do is decide how to handle it and how to move forward. So my good ugly is I decided that it's time for us to break apart. And I really do believe that, when you're telling each other that you love each other and you're willing to sneak and creep in the open in a neighborhood that I've lived in for more than 13, 15 years, that means that obviously, you loved her on Tuesday, but when you were called out and discovered on Wednesday, all of a sudden, she's a no good, this and that. But I'm not taking up for her at all, because I think that she deserves everything that she's going to get. But in the same breath, shame on him for using her for a year. And then the minute that you're caught, you're going to push everything on her. She did it to everyone else. But then you're not man enough to talk to me, but you'll talk to your ex-wife about our divorce and your 11-year-old child, but you won't talk to me. So, and she doesn't talk to me at all. I've reached out to her on several occasions, and she just won't be woman about it and explain to me, because I'm human and I need closure. And to a degree, I want to know why. And there's no rhyme or reason to it. Again, more to the story, but that's for another show. And as we start to tour with Healing Through Hurt, you're going to hear the whole story as I move from state to state, because it's a story that needs to be told, and it's part of my healing process. But again, that's my good ugly. So, Rebecca, you have any more good ugly to share? Or maybe even some bad ugly?
Well, there's a few things that I like to do in a day that make me feel, I like to say it makes me feel rich when I get to make my lattes or my mochas. I'm from the Pacific Northwest, and we're kind of crazy about our coffee, so I go spend, $15 a pound, sometimes $20 a pound, for a nice bag of beautiful, shiny, dark beans. I just love my coffee. So I treat myself with that. And it makes me feel really good. I like to spend time with animals, and I'm also picking up photography as well. So I do like to marvel at some of my work. I like to create more work. I like to take those walks down that path on that trail. Well, at the end of that trail, there's the Willamette River. So I sit there, actually every day I go and sit there. And there's some days that I bring my camera and I take pictures of birds that are in the water, sometimes the horizon, and again, stopping in a day to appreciate the small, beautiful things. Like today I was in the car and I saw a little boy running in his father's hand and he was skipping around and just so delightful to watch. Spending time with your family and your loved ones. So it's really important.
Yeah, it is. you mentioned going down by the water. One thing that I'd like to suggest to our listeners is next time you're near the water and it's a sunny day, look at the water and see how the rays of the sun reflect off of it. If you want to see something that's really beautiful and you want it to really appreciate the marvels that this world and this planet and life itself has to offer, look at the way that it just twinkles in the water, and it looks like it's a sea of diamonds or something, and you could just take it all in, and it's just a soothing. It has such a soothing effect. And to be able to capture it for a lifetime is priceless. It really is. And we're not saying go out and buy, you know, a very expensive $1,000 camera, but try to, you can even start off with a disposable camera or something, if that's what you like, or if you want to take up painting. If you have a computer, you can get certain lessons and things right from the internet. Get yourself a nice set of paint and brushes, nothing too fancy, and do something. And one of the better things is get a pen or a pencil and some paper and just start writing what you feel. Keep that little notepad with you so that something happens during the day, write it down. And later on that night or a week from that moment, look back on it and see how you feel a week later or a month later or even longer. A lot of times, if we have journals and diaries and you sit back and you read them years later and you're like, wow, that happened. Wow, I survived that. Whoa, I remember that. That was really bad. And then you sit back and you're like, wow, I made it through. I'm still standing. I'm still alive. And it just, most times you're going to get something positive out of the experience. These are just the little things that make for good ugly. I'm trying to think of all the little, just the little nothing, so to speak, that can be so much that really make us feel good for no particular reason.
I like doing my feet.
Do you like doing?
I like scrubbing my feet down and peeling off all the old dead skin and.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's
right. Down
thing,
my toes.
You know, they always say that your body has all the dead skin cells and things. Sometimes it's good to take like a loofah. Or, you know, the dried seaweed and just have a nice scrub and a good hot bath or a good hot shower and just scrub away all of that dead skin. And it's, you know, it's there and it's got all of the particles of the environment and all your work week and out there with all of the elements from cars and pollutants in your body. Scrub it down, you know, not to the point where it's raw, people, okay? All right, that's not for everybody, but so those of you, some of you listening, you know who you are. We may need to let you know, don't scrub it until, you know, you're drawing blood and then, you know, you're the color of a beet or something like that. We don't know. We're not saying that. But get rid of all of the dead skin and give yourself, or facial. Now, I don't know what it is about a facial, but when you get all of the astringents and all of the gook off your face and out of your pores, I feel so refreshed after that. And these are things, again, you can do yourself. You don't have to run out to a spa. You know, we know that in this economy, a lot of people are still in recovery mode and some are still in survival mode. So maybe in the next week or so, Rebecca, we should do a show where we're really have a lot of resources for our listeners and callers to let them know a lot of, you know, economically feasible things that they can do to make themselves feel better. What do you think?
I can tell you now. I will tell you that a lot of women are not aware of the powers of olive oil and tea tree oil. I like to, especially with my my pedicures, or after I shave, or I like to use tea tree oil on everything because it has killing properties. It's an antifungal, an antibacterial.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it heals things. It comes from special places in the world with special trees and climates. So that's one of my favorite things, as well as olive oil. So I have the kitchen olive oil and the bathroom olive oil. And I like to use those things as a moisturizer. I like to put that in my hair. It moisturizes my scalp. And then, of course, I rinse it off. A lot of people aren't aware of the effects of honey. Honey is fabulous. Honey is in itself is a cleanser. It has a lot of the same properties as the tea tree oil has. Mm-hmm. It was used, I believe, in ancient Rome. It's famous for being used in that time period, and it was the honey of the gods. It cured it. People used it to heal their wounds. So that's another nice one. I like to scrub that on my body or put it on my face, put it in my hair, and then rinse it out. Leaves my hair feeling like, oh boy, very, very soft, very nice. So those are just a few small things you can keep around your house that are very beneficial. I also use a lot of Epsom salt. That's a nice thing to soak your body in, soak your feet in. Occasionally, I'll get a face towel real hot and dissolve the salt in there and put it on my face, and it's just so very relaxing. And again, I like to do all these things with my latte in hand that I make. So, you know, it's just nice to, my approach is use natural things because we are from the earth, and so are those other things that I just listed. Why not treat yourself with natural remedies? I'm a big herbalist, so when I become ill, I like to take different herbs. So, or even on a daily basis, there's a lot of different properties that the average American misses due to our the convenience of our diet and just all the outside influence to, you know, eat Big Macs and go to TGIF, and, you know, people eat out of boxes nowadays. They don't shop the perimeter of the grocery store, which is where you find your grains and your meat and your vegetables and fruits. So there's just a lot of different ways that you can make yourself feel better and or just celebrate yourself in life and take care of yourself. Drink water. You know, don't forget to floss your teeth. There's a lot of different things people can do to feel good.
Again, this is all part of the good ugly, the infamous good ugly, which stands for you got to love yourself. I'm glad you brought up the one thing about the taking care of your gums and your teeth and water. Water is a life's elixir. You'd be surprised sometimes. If you drink a lot of sodas and things, you'll notice that your bones may feel really brittle or hurt a lot. If you take time out to drink water, you'd be surprised. The healing process of water in itself. And one thing I want to stress enough, too, is taking care of your teeth, your gums, flossing, getting all of that additional food particles and things out of your gums and so that you're not going to sleep with that in, and your gums can develop certain diseases, or, you know, Lord help it if you get an infection in your gum, because that can actually spread. I had surgery a few years ago, and it was in my cervical spine, and I have a titanium plate in my neck, but I had developed an infection, and the infection had grown to my teeth and my sinuses, and my teeth were falling out because I had such a bad infection. And by the time they had realized that, you know, this infection had grown so fast from the surgery, I had to go to my dentist. I had a lot of oral surgery done and a lot of dental work done just to try to save everything. And I was put on some really, really strong antibiotics. And it turns out I was allergic to that antibiotic. So that started a whole nother spiral. So again, these are some of the good uglies that you can do. Floss, brush several times a day. Of course, take your brush to your tongue. You'd be surprised the things that your tongue can hold, particles and little things within your tongue. And sometimes I've noticed that when I actually clean off my tongue, things taste better. Not meaning that I want to eat more food, but it has a better taste. My mouth as a whole just feels better. And you never know when you might meet Mr. or Ms. Wright, and, you know, you may want to get a peck or two. So, you know, I think we'll do a show about aromatherapy and infusion and things like that to help. I like to use a spearmint. If you use spearmint and let it radiate throughout the house, talk about a nice calming scent. Lavender in my bath water, great feeling, very relaxing and calming, especially after a stressful time. So maybe down the road we're going to do a show to help you heal through that hurt through natural means like aromatherapy and natural oils. I used to have, again, an aromatherapy department of my company when I was doing, we used to do shampoos and bubble baths, a lot of them, incense, homemade incense, all types of different fragrances and things. And we used to do baskets of aromatherapy baskets, and It was great for a while, and that was back in my days of still trying to find my niche in this world. It took me 46 years old to figure out that healing through hurt is what I was put on the earth to do. But I don't regret any of my prior decisions, because everything that I did, someone in this world enjoyed the benefits of it. So it's really, I think that would be a good show to talk about some of the natural ways of healing ourselves. And as you said, Rebecca, tea tree oil is wonderful. Tea tree is absolutely one of the best things that I think that you could keep in your house. Another thing that I use is the natural oil clove. Clove does the same thing as if you have a toothache. You can take a drop of clove, put it on a cotton ball or a Q-tip, and just run it across that part of the tooth that's bothering you, and it has the same effect of some of those over-the-counter medications. Actually, for me, I think it works better. So it's little things that can help relieve your discomforts. Again, if you'd like to give us a call to tell us about your good or bad ugly, our number is 646-478-4726. I'm your host, Maria Wall, and I'm here with my co-host, Rebecca East, and we'd love to hear from you this evening. We did have some people in the chat room today. Special shout out to Miss Future Talk Show Chick. Thanks for stopping in this evening. And again, this show is a continuation from last week's show when we were speaking about when it's okay to put your hands on someone. Specifically, we were speaking about women, and it was a very intense show. And we had callers from Wisconsin and Utah and several places calling, or they were in the chat room giving us their opinions on the different scenarios that we had thrown out. But because the show was such a charged show and very full of hurt and pain, this week I decided to turn it around a bit and turn that ugly into something positive and make it ugly stand for you gotta love yourself. So this week, in between the hurt, we're talking about ways that you can help to heal your hurt that don't cost you an arm and a leg. These are simple things that you can do in the comfort of your home to make yourself feel better, whether it's making yourself feel prettier or more handsome, or if you want to take up an art, a craft, or some type of something to make you feel good. You know, you can photography, friends. You know, a hobby. If that's what you like to do, you know, you don't have to run out and get $1,000 or $5,000 camera. You can get a very inexpensive camera and take some digital photos, or if you're still into film or black and whites, things like that. Follow your passion. Follow what you want to do, and don't let anyone deter you from that, no matter what it is. Sometimes, you know, we can say, well, this person made me feel bad about myself and this and that, but in reality, once we make that conscious decision that we're not going to let anyone deter us from our goal and what we want to do, we have no one to blame in the end but ourselves for not achieving whatever that task is that we have set out to do. Not saying that there are not some natural disasters or unforeseen things that could happen, but the realization is a lot of times we use the fact, or we try to use the excuse of someone else doing something to prevent us from achieving our goal, while the person who held you back is either always going to be at ground zero, or they're going to be moving ahead while you're still sitting back wondering in the end, why didn't I handle it differently? So our message to you tonight is, do not let anyone deter you from moving forward and either healing your hurt or obtaining whatever your dream is. This is my dream. And I can say that actually it's no longer my dream because you're hearing me. I'm here. So my dream has once again become my reality. So we're definitely examples of what one can achieve. And Rebecca, I know that you've said before that, you know, on some of your down days and things, you know, this project has your mind really clicking there and those creative juices are flowing. So, you know, this is the tale. Oh, we have another caller chiming in. Hold on a moment. Good evening, caller.
Hello, this is Autumn.
Oh, my goodness, it's the stranger. How you doing?
Oh, I'm okay. Just have family stuff going on. Don't want to really talk about it, but I'm here right now.
Uh-oh.
So, how is everybody doing?
Well, if you've been listening, I guess we're all going through it.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, that's all we're going
to say. About you.
So, but you're good otherwise. How are the twins?
They're fine. Everything's fine, you know, just stuff. Yeah. But don't want to go into that, but I'm just, you know, glad that everybody's doing good. And,
you know, I haven't heard from you, and I said I knew that you had moved. And for those of you who do not or have not met Autumn Coleman, she is another one of our co-hosts. And Autumn left me here in Maryland to go back home. She's in Oregon now, so.
Yeah.
I decided to give her a few weeks to get used to being at home, and getting herself situated again. But it's good to have you back.
It's good to be back. It's been a transition, but everything's good now.
Well, that's a good thing compared to, you know, when you were about to go. So, again, that's a story for another show, you know, but it's good to have you back now. And tonight we're basically talking about our good and bad ugly. Of course, we all know what the bad ugly is, but the good ugly is, it stands for you got to love yourself. And Rebecca and I were speaking about how we tend to really make ourselves feel better. And it's ways that don't cost a lot of money in this economy. We know that nobody has it right now. So we're making do and we're making things happen. And we're sharing this with our callers tonight. Again, 646-478-4726. So, go ahead, Autumn. Tell us how you deal with your good ugly as opposed to the bad tonight, because we're not going to get into that tonight.
Good ugly. Give me an example.
Well, it's anything that you do where you got to love yourself, whether it be like Rebecca and I said, taking a walk, looking at nature, sitting by water, photography, writing your feelings in a book.
Oh, okay. Well, I have been actively making sure my nails have been manicured.
Oh.
So I go and I got them done and I got all the manicure stuff and just, you know, make sure that my nails look nice. That's my little treat to myself. I can't do my pedicure myself because I barely can bend over.
Oh, that's right. She's pregnant with twins. She has not had the girls yet. She's still carrying them, so it's been a while since she's been able to see her ankles and her toes.
Oh my gosh! And then there, I actually had some treats. My doctor told me to keep my feet up because they got swollen, and so I've been keeping my feet up and being able to relax and lay down and keep them elevated and. That's real good. I can't eat salt anymore, so. But being able to relax, doing my pedicure, I went to the library with my sister, my 13-year-old sister, on Thursday, and she hadn't seen Roots by Alex
Haley.
We were looking for that, and I ended up getting some new books and some books I haven't read before, some new authors, and then I got some pregnancy books, What to Expect While You're Expecting, and then I got some books to help women when they're pregnant to stay in shape. I got a swimming suit today because I'm starting water aerobics on Monday, so I've just been trying to just do a whole lot of things for myself to make me feel better because I tell you, this is a new transition for me. I haven't just carrying children and twins is just, it's an experience in itself. So I just tell you, it's just, I'm trying to enjoy each and every moment of it, but it is definitely a life changing experience just being pregnant with twins.
Yeah.
And it's just going through pregnancy and I haven't had any craving, but I'm just trying to get used to my body. It's just something about, you know, being pregnant and then, like, I can't bend over, I can't squat, I can't, you know, I lose, you know, I get tired a lot, like in the morning time. I usually used to just jump up in the morning and do things. Now my body forces me to just lay down and relax. So it's just a whole, yep, transition, just trying to get used to my body and that taking over as opposed to what I want to do. I have to do what it wants me to do. So
that's right.
It's a challenge. But I do feel, I feel good and glad that everything is going great. But those are just my little treats, going to the library, my pedicure, keeping my feet up, and just watching movies and going to the grocery store and getting the foods I like to eat and not feeling bad about it. And, you know, those are my good uglies, so to say.
Well, you know what?
And,
yeah, but you brought up something that we didn't say. Going to the library, for our listeners, if you've never thought about going to the library, they have almost everything. Not only do they have, you know, books on almost any subject or topic you can imagine, but they have, well, I know here they have videos, they have books on tape. They have all types of programs, and you can get so many things at the library. And I don't know whether it's the same all over the United States, but here we have free libraries. You walk in, you get your library card, you check out the materials, then you bring them back. So, again, you know, Autumn, you just touched on something that we didn't even think about. Was again, that's something that's totally free. You can go in, get books,
get movies,
videos,
get
DVDs, yeah,
videos, everything.
Yeah, so yeah. So that's another pretty ugly. That's another way that you can love yourself. And take your children there. They can enjoy. Children need that type of nurturing, and they love that. And, of course, ladies, Autumn, again, I'm glad you came on tonight, because you've given me an idea for yet another show, is when we're pregnant, our bodies do go through a lot of changes. Again, even when I was pregnant with my son, he was a pretty nice-sized baby for back in the day. I think he was 8'7" when he was born, 8 pounds, 7 ounces. But I had to have an emergency C-section because, you know, he had a big head, and he has a big head. But anyway, it takes our bodies through some changes, and a lot of times we get depressed. So, again, that's a show for another night, but ladies, we understand. I'm a mother. My son, well, my son is grown now and has two children of his own, but being pregnant is something you just do not forget. And I know what it's like when you can't touch your toes and you want to touch your ankles again, and you want to be able to go jog around the block and enjoy yourself.
Walk up the stairs.
Walk up the stairs.
Without having to stop.
And you're carrying twins, so, you know, that's double. That's double the interesting feel that we go through. But it's so, yeah, that's a show within itself. So we may really pump that up to ladies. We're going to talk about what it was like and what you're going through, because sometimes we do just need someone to listen to us when our hormones go into overdrive and we just start crying. And it's like, I don't know, I need something. Well, we're going to do a show dedicated to that so that you can talk through that particular discomfort. And sometimes it is hurt associated with it. It could be physical and mental and emotional, because our hormones are so out of whack, add external factors, and it can be a real stressful time. So, again, as I stated earlier, we have about 5 minutes in our show tonight. It's just a 90-minute show. But we have a wonderful mix of people involved with healing through hurt. So, usually when you call, or for our listeners, trust us, some of us have walked a mile in your shoe, and some of us have walked a lot longer, further rather than a mile. So we can relate. Maybe, you know, maybe there may be someone that calls in where we can all relate, or there's someone in that may call where just one of us can relate. But know this, listeners and callers, that we're here for you. And we had a young lady who actually, she had contacted me through the blog, the Healing Through Hurt blog on Braveheart Women. And she said, I just need someone to talk to, just to listen. And one of our other co-hosts, who is going through her own set of hurt and issues right now, she can't be with us on a weekly basis, but she volunteered to talk to the young lady in Virginia. And they've been in continuous contact for a few weeks now. And that's what we're here for. We're not here to, it would be great if we could solve the world's problems, but we know that that's a very taunting task to take on. But we're going to do as much as we can with what we have for who we can. So we are here, and we're not going anywhere. And, you know, I think that that would be a cool show to do, to give us ladies a chance to either reminisce, because they say, you know, once it's over, you forget it. I haven't forgotten a thing. I remember every pain. Yeah. Yeah. I think it was 21 hours of hard labor. So, son, if you're listening tonight, it was 21 hours of hard labor. So, anyway, we have about 3 minutes left. Again, if you all would like to contact us, you can reach Autumn, Rebecca, myself, or Cheryl at contact@thewallfoundationinc.org. You can specify who your email is for, and we'll be sure to get that letter out. Again, in the next few weeks, we'll be giving you more information about our Healing Through Hurt meet and greet multi-state tours coming up, and our programs that we're starting. It's our goal to have a program in every state, all 50 states. And then we're going to, of course, branch out and go beyond. We know that there's a lot of hurt. And as I stated, when this project started, we were aware of that. What is so amazing is what we're learning each and every week. Weeks like this, when callers don't call in, they will be in our chat room, and then they'll send me emails. And one of the things that they appreciate is the fact that we actually do respond back to them. We're approachable and we're accessible. I'm accessible. I work strange hours and things, but at some point you will get a response from Rebecca, Cheryl, Autumn, or myself. We're real people. We have real hurt, and we are willing to share our hurt if it's to help any of our callers or listeners or each other, because each one of us can learn. Again, ladies, we are about to go into our after show for a few moments, but we have about a minute left in our show. Again, we'll see you back here next week when our special guest will be Allie B., the 25-year-old young lady who will be talking to us about her quest to find her biological father and what it did to her and how she feels about it now that she has finally met him. And she's also a single mom, college grad. And we're going to get into what it means to be a single parent in this day and age and how she manages to juggle it all. So, again, this is for a lot of people, because whether you're younger or older, I'm sure you can relate to her story. And if not, you know, for anyone who's ever looked for a child, I mean, or parent, this show is going to be for you next week. We always try to bring you shows where people actually are on the inside looking out to give us a firsthand feel for what they've actually come through or what they're going through. Again, on behalf of Autumn, Rebecca, and myself, I want to thank you all for joining us this week, and we look forward to seeing you back next week. We have about 25 seconds left, and we'll be going into our after show. But again, good night, everyone, and stick around for our after show if you like, and we'll see you next week.
Good night.
Good night.
Okay, we have about 2 seconds left, so there we go. Okay, once again, a really good show. We're getting out there, and a lot more people are getting that courage to call in. So this is kind of the quiet before the storm, so to speak, and then we'll be moving on to bigger and better things from there. Autumn, we know that right now you're carrying that there heavy load, and although cute as they may be, it's a task, and I've been there, done that, so I feel you. Ooh, girl, yeah, I know. But yeah, I think that we'll definitely do a show for that. If you missed it, Autumn, I said that for our listeners who are still going to hear our after show, of course, we said next week Allie B will be on. The following week, Susan Guerin, who's the publicist, she's a publicist and a child advocate. Again, she had discovered that she decided to fight for young people because she discovered that she didn't have the voice to fight for herself. And Susan is also the publicist for Susanna Barlow, the young lady who will be coming on the 24th from the religious sect in Utah. I said, you know, a lot of people have made jokes about, you know, the polygamous sect and things like that. But again, we're on the outside looking in, thinking about what, you know, media has told us or what we've heard from someone else. But we're going to have a young lady on who was born into it and managed to get out of it, and she's going to be sharing her story. You still with me, Rebecca?
Oh, I'm here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, we have so much going on. I've been sending you guys emails all day. We're reaching out now, and a lot of people are starting to open up and let us in. So the show is really taking off in a good direction, and we want to keep it positive for our listeners. Again, listeners, for those of you who are in the chat room or still with us, you can give us a call, 646-478-4726. And chime in for our after show. But as I said, Autumn, I know you don't want to talk about yours. I just went into my hurt for the week just a tad bit, because my concern is that you all are okay, and that, you know, for the show and the listeners. So it's been a real taxing week for me too. So I understand what you're going through. And we'll talk about that,
The good thing about it is not with me specifically, it's family stuff.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing. Well, not good, but you know what I mean.
But yeah, it's not, you know what I mean? I don't want to tell other people.
Right.
So.
But, you know, well, all we can do is, you know, pray that they come through it and, you know, move on from there. So. It may work out, you know, hopefully it will. And I know that, well, we're not going to keep you on because you need to get back to putting those feet up. And
yeah.
Yeah. Taking care of you. And like I said, you know, we're going in such a big direction here, and it's moving by leaps and bounds. again, for our listeners, we will be giving you more information about our meet and greet sessions, monthly meetings that will be starting soon, later on this season. Pretty much, it's good to know that you're doing okay, Autumn, and that the little ones are coming along.
Yes, and, they are.
You know, we'll do a show. I think that it would be cool to do a show to let the expectant mothers have their say, because Lord knows our hormones make us different people sometimes. And the fact that we get depressed when we can't see our ankles, and ooh, I know I'd look in the mirror and it's like, ooh. Oh, my goodness. When he came into the world, it was like, well, hello, finally. Whew. So, but I'm glad to know that you're doing okay and the move went well. And everything is good. It was a good show. Again, we had people stop in the chat room. So maybe our listeners are moving closer to being able to call in and tell us their story. But we are reaching a lot of people. And tonight was neat. I think every now and then we'll expand on our ugly, which is our good ugly, as opposed to our bad, because we still do have to love ourselves. But, yeah, I'm glad you came on and brought up the library. That was one that we definitely overlooked. And that's definitely a good issue there. But I guess if we want to end it now, we will see each other back here next week. Same time, same place. Oh, my goodness. You know what? I think that I have lost my sound. Hello?
I can hear you.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I can hear you. Fine.
I decided to use Skype tonight, and it's been an interesting transition from my regular call-in method, but it's been a great show as always, ladies, and hope to see you back. Autumn, if you can't make it, I understand. Put those feet up. Been there, done that. And if you can, of course, we look forward, of course, to having you back when you know, because I know those babies make you tired. There's just no way around it. And I'll have to make my way out there when they get here so I can see my little godchildren. Hint, hint. And we'll go from there. But again, if any of you all have anything you want to add before we go, feel free to jump right in, and then we'll just say goodnight to our callers, and we'll see them all back here again next week when we have our guest, Allie B.
All right, we look forward to that. I wish everybody a wonderful week and a happy Easter if that's what you celebrate, and may sunshine come your way.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm looking forward to feeling the warmth of the sun again, people, so... You know, when
yes,
you think,
I heard it's beautiful over there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was pretty nice today. It was pretty nice. So hopefully, you know, we'll be able to keep it going and keep that sunshine even on our rainy days. So, ladies, again, I'll be in touch during the week. And
all right.
Autumn, put your feet up. Go to bed. Becca, I'll be in touch, talking to you soon. You ladies have a great evening. Becca, I guess you got my message. I sent you something today. So.
Okay, I did.
I do.
Yep, so I will talk to you all a little bit later. Autumn, if you're still here, give me your new contact address and stuff.
Okay.
So I can update that. Okie doke, so. It was a great show. Good seeing you back, Autumn, and we'll see you next week. You ladies have a blessed Easter, and I will talk to you soon.
Take care, everybody. Good night.
Good night.
Night.